Holly, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And right now, today is National Read Across America Day, and I just wanted to have a chance to sit down and talk with you about the importance of getting children to start reading. Everyone knows it's very important, but it's just one of those things that once you learn to read, a lot of other things in your studies, whether it be social studies or even math, some of those things, it all just becomes a little bit easier.
It really does. Reading is a very important skill. Literacy is very important for life skills beyond your academic world. And so it is. We believe that everything really starts with a book and learning how to read.
Yeah, I know a lot of the, it's very popular in education now that, you know, you incorporate that idea of reading and writing into every single class subject you do. So there's a baseline of that across every single class. So whether you're reading a science textbook or a social studies textbook or a math textbook, you're going to be doing reading and writing, and they incorporate that sort of stuff into it.
And that's really true. I mean, because when you look at everything that we do in our everyday life, there's some form of reading. So whether or not it's looking at a bill or reading a newspaper, magazine, or for children who are taking tests, there's reading skills that are involved.
And it starts when you're young. And I know today we have the Play and Learn event going on at the Knoxville Public Library, sponsored by Crossroads.
Well, this is an activity. This is our second time of holding this over here at the Knoxville Public Library. Thank you out to the Crossroads. Play and Learn is just an event that we have here for preschoolers. What we do is we have a lot of fun activities set up for the kids to participate in. And we try to incorporate their gross motor skills, their fine motor skills like cutting, writing, coloring. We also do the math skills and a lot of literacy skills for them.
Yeah, and it's just kind of set up in stations. They get to interact. There's a lot of fun and games.
There is. Lots of fun and games. They'll have friends here that they'll get to interact with. And it is. It's just like miniature little games and centers set up all around the meeting room at the library. And you just travel from one to the other. And if the children really find one they really, really like, they can stay there as long as they like. It's not on any time schedule. We'll be here for an hour with all the activities set up. And then what we do at the end is we send home some guides to parents or care providers or grandparents to show them activities that they can participate at home with their children to enhance all these literacy skills and math skills to get them ready for school.
And what are some of those things you can do at home for any age level, I guess? I know you're specifically talking about preschoolers today, but there's all sorts of different things that you can do that are very simple and free.
There is. It could be a matter of when you're traveling in a car or sitting at home, quoting nursery rhymes, singing songs. It could also be I spy games. I spy something blue, and then that's teaching your children colors and then also looking for things. Or an activity is I see three things that start with the letter C in the kitchen. So you're going to have them search for things. As you're traveling down the road, you can look out on the countryside and you can still play the same game. So there's just lots of things that you can incorporate as you maybe go past, let's say, a store. You can say the store starts with what letter. So there's lots of things that we can do that don't cost any money, free. We have lots of activities that we do here or we provide out to the children and to the parents here as well.
And of course, today is Dr. Seuss's birthday as well. That's kind of how everything gets tied together. And he obviously has a huge impact on children and reading skills still to this day.
To this day, I do not know anybody who does not like a Dr. Seuss book. So they're very, very popular. He's very whimsical in his writing and everything. And so they are still very, very popular. And it is. Today is Dr. Seuss's birthday. So we tie that into Read Across America, where we just highly encourage reading, 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 reading.
Absolutely. And as part of reading, a lot of children in general really get into these Iowa Choice Awards and the list that's coming out.
Correct. They have just released all the new Iowa Awards, which is the Iowa Children's Choice Awards for your junior books. We have our Goldfinch books that have been released for your preschoolers through third grade. We also have your Iowa High School Awards and then your Iowa Teen Awards that have been released. So those will become very popular, these books. That's a chance for kids to explore some new books, and then they can read them, and then if they would like, they have a chance to vote for a winner for the following upcoming year of 2013.
And so kids better get on that fast, make sure those books aren't checked out.
That is correct. That is correct. We have a few, and over the next month or two, they'll be releasing more to us, and so we'll be entering pretty much all of the full collection here at the library.
Well, that's awesome. And so if you want to look at that list, you can just stop by the library, I imagine?
Yes, we can get that list for you, and then soon here, they're releasing us posters, so we'll have posters that will be posted up around the library. The kids do enjoy going over and looking at those and seeing which books they have read or they still need to read. So yes.
Anything else you wanted to add today?
Just a reminder to encourage all that reading. We hold regular story times here at the library every Tuesday and Wednesday mornings from 10:30 for preschoolers through age 6. So please come join us then. We also have just finished up with a essay and poster contest here at the library on why I love my library. And so that was very successful. And it's always fun to know why people want to use their libraries and why we really enjoy and love and appreciate our libraries. Couple of things coming up. We'll also have Chess Hour coming up in the month of March, starting on the 8th through the 29th, and that will be for 3rd through 6th graders. And also, just looking into the future here, our summer reading program will be starting in June, and this year it will be Dream Big Read.
All right. Well, thank you, Holly, very much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.